Maybe you have a wife that's very quiet, that basically wants to protect your feelings, won't really speak her mind, because women do that a lot. They won't.
Hello, guys. And the title of this email is Unhappy Marriage Signs. Okay, let's get to the email. 10 months ago, she said, "I don't want to continue. We were under pressure due to moving to Canada, but we were in our schedule and plan. We had good sex, happy weekends, and I love her, and she always said, 'I love you.' After separations, we went to counseling, and he said the issues that your wife mentioned can be solved, and these are not huge problems. A few family members that I spoke with had the same idea that these problems are not the kind of problems that fall apart a marriage. I did whatever she wanted during these 10 months. We have two daughters, and I cannot imagine how our marriage is falling apart. She has not filed divorce yet, but she said she will. I don't know how should I stop her?" Okay.
That should I stop her from filing divorce?
You can't stop someone from filing divorce. Well, you can stop them. You can stop them by what? Mm-hmm. By being confident in yourself. Mm-hmm. By, putting yourself first, loving yourself, doing the things you need to be doing. By attracting them back, basically, is what we're saying. Yes. So you can stop her that way. But if you think you can physically stop her, or bribe her into stopping, mm-hmm. No, you can't do that.
Right.
Because the same issues, the same reason why she wants to leave you is probably still there.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
What
about everything else?
What about everything else?
Yeah.
Well, he did say that they were having, 10 months ago, she said she didn't want to continue.
Mm-hmm.
He said they had pressure from moving to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They've always had good sex, happy weekends. They've always told each other they love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And after all this wahala started, wahala, guys.
But what's the wahala?
Trouble. I don't know what the trouble is. He didn't
because
really
he just jumped from somebody being in 10 months,
yeah,
being 10 years happy.
Yeah,
what is it? How many years?
He didn't really say what
they just jumped to not being happy.
Yeah, he didn't, but he did mention that he mentioned it to the counselor, and the counselor said the kind of problems they have can be solved. So I'm thinking,
and we don't know what that kind of
we don't know what it is. He's basically, he doesn't want us to know, but he's asking us how we can stop her.
All right, so
and they have two kids together.
Yeah, all right. So 10 months ago, she said, "I don't want to continue." Well, she said that, that means there's a problem, okay.
There's trouble in
I know
paradise.
You're busy talking about how happy and everything has been. Clearly,
yes,
there was problem. And there's a lot of men that are oblivious.
They don't see it coming.
That become complacent.
Yes.
That don't see things like this coming for even sometimes for years.
Yeah, like five, but the signs have been there. They just are
they
not
just
paying attention.
Haven't paid attention to it. So it is. It's not an uncommon problem to not pay attention to those kind of issues, okay. So we was under pressure due to moving to Canada, but we were in our schedule and plan. No, there were other issues. You just didn't know, okay. And it's okay because I was there. There were issues I didn't know for years. We had good sex, happy weekend, and I love her, and she always says I love you. Hey, something's getting too similar here. Mm-hmm. Same. Good sex, I love you, me love you, but there was issues. Maybe you have a wife that's very quiet, that basically wants to protect your feelings, won't really speak her mind, because women do that a lot. They won't tell you how they're feeling because they are busy trying to protect your feelings for a while until one day, snap.
They all can't right. take it no more.
It's very common. Very, very common. So it's not just you. But I disagree with you. There was always issues.
Mm.
Okay? And I'm sure she loves you too. I'm not saying she doesn't love you, but she hasn't been in love with you for a while, to be honest. After separation, why did you separate again? How we jump from I love you to separation? After separation, we went to counseling and he said, and the counselor, I guess, said the issues with your wife mentioned can be solved and these are not huge problems. Yeah, I agree. If it's simply, but you cannot solve a problem that you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the problem is because you jump from, we say, I love you to each other,
right,
to separation. And we don't know what happened there yet, at least not yet. a few family members that I spoke, why are you speaking to family members?
Because it doesn't know anything.
By Screech!
Mm-hmm. That's washing your dirty linens.
Also. Maybe that's part of the reasons.
Mm.
I mean, you didn't tell us what the problems are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the liberty to pull out some problems here. Yeah. Speaking to family members about your significant other from either side is a no-no.
Mm.
Why, baby?
It just makes the situation worse. And if he doesn't, it shows that you guys are weak. You don't want to come weak to your family members because they, yes, catch fire on that.
Yes.
At the end of the day, they're going to have to
They take it a lot more personally than,
yes,
you. You're just in a moment.
Yes.
They take that issue
they
beyond
take
that
it
moment.
On and on. And when you've resolved your issues and gone back to
they
your
are still
happy
in
kiki, they're still stuck
there. They still have issues. Yep.
You can't take those things to family members.
Yep.
It's a no-no.
They have bias, number one.
Yes.
Okay, they have bias because...
And it's natural.
And it's only
can't
natural.
Even blame them for
which
that.
Is why you can't... It's not their fault. You know,
no.
It's you that took your issues to them. You know.
That's right.
So you don't want to be talking to somebody who had a bias to either side about your issues. So even if you try to suppress the bias, that's still bias. The
it
fact
is.
That you feel like it's a bias you need to suppress, that's still a bias, you know, and that will only get bigger and bigger. That's family. Treat them like family and you guys are one in front of them always.
They always have to see you happy.
Yes. And you may
that's
say,
it.
Oh, so we're just going to pretend? No.
No.
I'm telling you, just going to destroy your marriage.
Yep.
If you keep doing that, if you keep talking to family and friends about your wife and your husband, you're just going to destroy it. I've been there, done that.
Mm.
I'm a firstborn. She's a firstborn. So when we tell you these things, real life
shit.
Don't talk about your family, your wife or your husband to your family.
They will
period.
Never forget.
They can't forget. They won't forget in good enough time to help you fix your marriage.
Nope.
They will single-handedly, with your help, destroy your marriage for you.
Hmm.
Not their fault. It's because you
told
them
it.
To do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. So, told a few family members that I spoke with, same idea that these problems are not the kind of problems that fall apart your marriage. Well, she's separated. That's as good as a marriage is done, right? So let me tell you something. First of all, they're wrong. Any like simple argument about a third party entirely can destroy our marriage. Okay, like little petty stuff can destroy marriages every day.
Yep.
So there's no such thing as this is not real issues that can destroy marriage. They're all real issues. Okay, this is emotional matters. If it was just logical, everyone can say, you know what? It only makes sense. Let's put our marriage together. But these are people in emotional. You are in emotional pain. So it can destroy your marriage like that.
Mm.
And it can destroy a marriage 10 years before you found out the marriage was already destroyed.
Mm.
You thought everything was happy. She still kisses you, loves you, I love you, love
mm-hmm.
you. But the marriage is already destroyed because she feels differently inside.
Right.
All right, so this problem, blah, blah, blah. I did whatever she wanted during those 10 months. So it's not about doing what she wants.
That's you bribing.
That's bribe. That's bribing for sex. It's not about that, you know, because you're doing what she wants. She's going to think you're trying to manipulate her in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But she's already separated.
Right.
From
there's
me.
One little thing you haven't said you've done so far, and that's listening. You haven't said, you said, what's going on, babe?
Yeah.
And listen indefinitely without an agenda to have a reply, to have a response, to have a retaliation, to re-attack, to defense, to be defensive.
Right.
You haven't said that you actually listen without being defensive.
Mm.
You know, and I'm assuming that you didn't do that if you type this email to us. Because if you do that, it works all the time.
Right.
If you do it long enough.
Okay? Right.
So the first thing we always say is pattern interruption. Whatever you've been doing, right? Like, you know, you probably have been nagging. you probably have told her everything you've told us now, and she's like, oh, leave me alone. Right? You've been doing all those kind of things. Now we need some kind of pattern interruption where she'll be shocked and wondered, because you need to build attraction back up.
That's right.
And when a woman's mind wonders about you, attraction will come back up. She doesn't have control of that.
Mm-hmm.
Nature has control of that. Okay? If she knows everything about you and how you feel, she knows the moment you're going to come back and nag about the issues, you're predictable. Attraction will go down and lower and lower and lower. And if it goes below 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, it may be too late. Usually, it's lingering around 6 or 7 right now. That's when she shuts off. That's when she's asking for separation. She's confused. She doesn't know what she wants to do. She has fear of what the other side looks like. She may be talking to other people already too. Not a big issue. Not a big deal. The big deal is your marriage that you have and all the memories that you have with her. If you believe in that and you're confident in that, strong enough, you will get her back. Because nothing can beat that. Nothing on the outside. Not even her family can beat
that. She married you once.
That.
She can marry you.
She married you. So that right there is a proof that you have something to work with. And that should give you confidence.
Yes.
But you need to lay all the way back and have that attraction come back up. Pattern interruption. Whatever you've been doing, cut it out. Okay? Spend the next 30 days to read this book. It's free. GetMyMarriageBack.com. Read it 10 to 15 times. All right, that's the first step, honestly. That's the first step, because you're lost in the middle of trying to make another person happy. You did everything she wanted. Did it work? It didn't work. Right? During this 10 months, we have 2 daughters, and I cannot imagine how our marriage is falling apart. I can't, because I've been there, done that. Right? And it happens every day. 50% of divorce, obviously, are normal people. They're not all people that just did the wrong thing. It's just people, but not having enough tools
to navigate
through this kind of situation. She has not filed for divorce yet, but she says she will. I don't know how should I start. She already told you, you can't really manipulate your way out of stopping divorce. What I just shared with you is how you can stop divorce. Listen, with no intention to be defensive, right? Focus on yourself, right? The GPS map is in there. We call it GPS. It's in this book. So you can navigate yourself out of this situation with her. The only thing on the other side of this is an awesome marriage. Okay? Don't worry about divorce. Don't get attached to that word divorce. Okay? File divorce or not, doesn't matter. Okay? You will get her back. Okay? If you focus too much on divorce, you will attract divorce.
Right.
Because your reactions, your actions will speak that you are afraid of that.
Right.
And you will push out even further away. Okay, so don't worry about that word. Don't bring that word ever up again. It's a non-issue. Divorce or not. She could divorce for 5 years. If you do this the right way, she'll come right back to you. Because most men will not do what I'm sharing with you right now. So because of that, nothing is going to be better than you out there. Period. Okay? So that's what I have for you. Get the book. Click like, share, subscribe to this channel if you're brand new here by the name. By the way. My name is Ola. She's Lola. I think you found that out on the channel already. Lola and Ola.
<You're>
All right. Subscribe to the channel. Click like. Click share. This young man needs your advice and your opinion. What is it? Okay. Share that in the comment box below. If you have questions too, you can drop that in the comment box below. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. See you on the next one. Peace.